Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
This is a prime time right here at Money FM 89.3. It's powering your property time on Tuesdays. And today we get the expert insight of Tricia Song, head of research for Singapore Colliers International. Well, the general marketplace may be fraught with uncertainty, but the residential property sector appears to be chugging along, at least for now. Well, data out this month showed that developers sold 618 new private homes in January, which incidentally is the best performing January sales since 2013. The question is, to what extent can this sales momentum be sustained? Well, this is Powering Your Property, as we mentioned, and we're speaking to Tricia Song, Head of Research for Singapore at Colliers International. Well, Tricia, new private home sales were up over 40% on year in January, and this is despite the Chinese New Year festivities and the outbreak of the COVID-19 as well. Can this be mainly attributed to underlying demand for homes or other factors at play here?
Hi. The COVID-19 outbreak actually really happened during the Chinese New Year festivities. This had not deterred the buyers. This is really mainly attributed to the underlying demand for homes, low interest rates, and low unemployment rate in Singapore. Also, most of the large projects have been launched last year, so buyers have done their homework and do not want to procrastinate their purchasing any further. So prices also have been stable. So I think buyers generally do not think that prices will fall. So they went ahead and actually purchased their units in January.
Mm-hmm. Well, the figures were also a 14.9% increase on month. I mean, do you think that this momentum will be sustained?
Yes, we think that momentum can be sustained. In fact, I think transactions up to 16th of February so far have been tracking well with January. And last weekend, we have a new launch at the M. This is a 522-unit condominium project at Middle Road, which is near Bugis Junction in the core central region. It has actually seen very strong buying interest, and it has sold over 360 units in a weekend with a lot of people actually queuing. So we expect February to actually post very strong month-on-month growth and also a strong year-on-year growth, as February last year was pretty weak at less than 500 units.
Mm-hmm. Well, you mentioned the M. What were some of the reasons that you feel that actually helped this successful launch?
I think the M were actually priced very well. It was at a slight discount to some of the other projects that were launched maybe a few months ago. And at the same time, this is a very good location. It's very near the Bugis Junction, near the upcoming Beach Road rejuvenation area. And it's also near the MRT station. So at the price of 2,450, I think investors and even owner-occupiers saw quite a lot of potential for capital appreciation as well as rental yield.
Mm-hmm. Well, the proportion of sales in the luxury segment or the core central region, the CCR, arose to its highest level for 12 months. Is this due to supply or appetite from foreign buyers?
Yes, in January, there were actually 133 homes that were sold in the core central region. This is usually a proxy to the luxury segment. And this makes up 22% of the total new home sales in January, highest proportion in 12 months. This was really due to supply, as there were only 3 new launches in January, but all in the CCR, the Avenir, Van Holland, and Leiden Green. And CCR made up 29% of the total number of launch units in January, also the highest in 12 months. So that's why the proportion of sales was actually directly proportionate to the launches.
Mm-hmm. Well, that said, the bulk of developer sales were from projects with units offered from $1 to about $1.5 billion. I mean, are buyers being more conservative? I mean, how does this compare to previous months?
I think $1 to $1.5 million is a sweet spot. Typically, I think previous months have seen 40 to 50% of the new sales within this price range, especially when you have more mass market or city fringe launches. So in January, given that it has a slightly more central region, core central region launches, we saw about 38% of sales in this price range, which is still a pretty good number.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're listening to Powering Your Property right here at Money FM 89.3. We're talking to Tricia Song, Head of Research for Singapore Colliers International. Well, Tricia, even within a tumultuous economic climate, the number of foreign buyers entering the private property market in the central region has remained stable. And we're yet to see fallout from COVID-19. But do you think this could be on the cards? I mean, the COVID-19 causing some slowdown in sales. What was the impact of the property sector, if you recall, during the SARS in 2003?
Actually, you are right. So far, the number of foreigners in the core central region has been surprisingly stable. I guess the effect of COVID-19 has not really seeped in through to the core central region yet. We will see that in the next few months. So the experience on SARS, we actually done some studies. So during SARS in 2003, during the first half of 2003, which is really the peak of the SARS, the number of foreigners actually fell about 70 to 80% from 40 to 50 foreigners in the core central region transactions to about 11 to 14 over the first half. But that actually quickly picked up over the second half of 2003. So we might see some kind of a similar effect in the core central region this time around in COVID-19. So similarly, we could see pent-up demands come back as well.
Mm-hmm. As they say, Tricia, where there is turmoil, opportunities can be found as well. I mean, do you think that this will be the case for this sector? I mean, are you expecting prices to kind of taper and there's now the time for buyers to take advantage of current economic headwinds?
I think if you look at SARS, what happened during SARS is in the first half of 2003, due to SARS, the private home price index actually went down about 1.5% in the first half, and then down another. It was down 2.1% for the whole year in 2003, and this was after developer sales actually go down significantly. So right now, as we don't see the transactions actually falling so significantly as was in SARS, it's very hard to actually expect prices to go down significantly as well. Nonetheless, we do expect some negative economic impact from this COVID-19, and this should actually potentially affect the job market and input and particular sectors, for example, tourism and retail sectors. They are very badly hit, and there could be more distress in the secondary market. And yes, overall prices could actually taper. We were expecting an overall price growth of 3% for the entire property market in the beginning of the year, but now we think that this could actually taper down to flattish, and some sellers in the secondary market will be willing to cut prices, especially if the virus outbreak is protracted. There will be more downside.
So you don't think that the market will re-emerge with pent-up demand from buyers and investors, right?
Well, definitely. I think there will be some wait-and-see buyers in the secondary market. We see a lot of liquidity available, such as investors who have a long-term positive view on the Singapore residential market, and they will wait for good bargains. So really, a lot will be I would see some distress only in the secondary market. For the developers, maybe not so much.
And finally, how are developers positioned during this period? I mean, can we expect any impact from material supply?
Developers have generally been more cautious since the July 2018 measures and have been prudent in acquiring land and conscientiously launching projects through 2019. And bulk of the inventory is still some time away from the 5-year additional buyer stamp duty timeline. So most of the developers are not likely to panic now and cut prices. So just now I said that the developers are probably not, you probably won't see a lot of fire sales from the developers. So from the good take-up at some of the recent projects such as the M, Jadescape in January, despite COVID-19, we think that if you are priced right, you are in a good location, you will still be doing very well and you still attract demand. So there's probably no panic for the developers.
Well, Tricia Song, Head of Research for Singapore Colliers International, joining us today on Powering a Property. Thank you very much for joining us, Tricia.
Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.